This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden will deliver remarks on actions to help families access care, support care workers and family caregivers, and strengthen the economy. This will take place in the Rose Garden at 2 p.m. Eastern. It is tax day in America. Most Americans will be required to have your taxes done and on the way to the IRS before midnight. Skip Kelly has some stress relief for you if you can't complete the task in time.
The bad news is today your taxes are due. But if you haven't even started or you're not done yet, there is good news. If you're in a crunch, you need to file for an extension. The key thing to keep in mind is to file your extension today. If you file for an extension, you need to file Form 4868 on IRS.gov, which will give you an automatic extension for 6 more months. And the best news is that the IRS doesn't even ask for a reason to file your tax extension.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said House Republicans plan to pass legislation raising the debt ceiling and curbing federal spending in the coming weeks. This as House GOP lawmakers face off with Biden over the nation's borrowing limit that McCarthy says is unsustainable.
Our national debt is too high, far too high. And the problem is getting worse, not better. We are now $31 trillion in debt. That's more than the entire economy of America.
An Akron, Ohio grand jury declined to indict 8 police officers who fired 94 shots in the death last year of Jaylen Walker. Ohio Attorney General David Yost claims the 25-year-old man fired at least one round at officers during a car and foot chase. Yost also said Walker ignored commands to stop and show his hands. Democrat Representative Amelia Sykes of Akron says she will ask the department to investigate the patterns and practices of the Akron Police Department. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Charges have been filed in Missouri after a teenager was shot for mistakenly ringing the wrong doorbell.
16-year-old Ralph Jarl had gone to the wrong home in Kansas City to pick up his siblings. When he rang the doorbell, a white man in his 80s shot him twice. That man is now facing charges.
The defendant is charged with an A felony. It's the highest level of offense in the state of Missouri. It carries with it a range of punishment of 10 to 30 years or life imprisonment.
Clay County Prosecuting Attorney Zachary Thompson said there is a racial component to the case, but wouldn't elaborate. Jarl is recovering at home. I'm John Schaefer.
Students from the Covenant School are returning to classes today. Lessons will be held at Brentwood Hills Church of Christ. Yesterday marked 3 weeks since a total of 6 students and staff members were gunned down. The deceased shooter's manifesto continues to be kept away from the public by Metro Nashville Police. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to launch his run for the Democrat nomination for president this week in Boston, Massachusetts. Kennedy announced that he will make the formal announcement tomorrow at Boston's Park Plaza Hotel. Kennedy says he's the only person who can bridge the divide and fix the country. The Super Mario Brothers movie keeps on doing really well at the box office. The animated film has made over $700 million at the global box office It made over $350 million at the North American box office. After just two weekends, Mario is the highest-grossing film of the year, both globally and domestically. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We've got the majority of America agreeing that we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, great observation. What does the right track look like? And I can appreciate that people are very confused because of what's happening culturally and what we see happening, you know, out of our government. You know, are we a democratic republic any longer? Do we, the people, really, do we have a say? Or has everything been so institutionalized and forced into a system that the product is nothing like what we would expect that a democratic republic would produce? I mean, the weaponization of our government, you know, the flat out, you know, lies, the deception. And the squashing of truth, censorship, how that is abounding. And we are being mind-melted in this whole process. We're no longer free thinkers. I mean, we're kind of forced into a groupthink type of result. And, you know, for people who don't agree with the group, then they're canceled, they're attacked. And, you know, it's just incredible and disgusting as to what's going on. And I say disgusting to the point that, look at, what are we? We're human beings here. All made in the image of God. I believe that to be the case. You may believe different, and that's okay. You have every right to believe whatever it is that you want to believe. But it allows me and causes me to look at people differently. Not to look at them as subjects, as we were talking about with Jeff Kemp. You know, this idea of arrogance, how that comes in to think that one is better than somebody else because of their station in life. But that's not the way God looks at us. We're all created equal, as enunciated clearly in our Constitution. But how can we be a constitutional republic when we're ignorant of said constitution? Or we just flat out just say, we didn't want to be ignorant, we just choose not to even give it any place anymore. And you have this bureaucratic elite class that has taken control of the levers of government. They're controlling our society, and they're causing people to think in ways that otherwise they wouldn't. And we're forced to, in a way, to be at enmity with one another. As opposed to joining forces, instead of being the United States of America, you've heard me say, we find ourselves being the un-United States of America. We're finding out all this censorship that has been taking place. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you think about, I was reading one report here, just for example, okay? 22 million tweets from Donald Trump were censored. 22 million. Imagine I mean, that's a lot of work to censor his tweets. This was during, you know, the run for the 2020 presidential campaign. They were stifled, outright canceled. And this was done by an industry that has been able to evolve to such a degree, as one report, like I was listening to a report from Mike Benz, and Mike was in the Trump administration, and I know that sometimes, you know, people, oh, well, it's Trump, okay, so you're getting all the Trump propaganda in that. But, you know, you got to step back a little bit and get away from this idea of a prejudicial view, because that prejudicial view, see, everything that has to do with MAGA, anything that has to do with Trump, anything, you know, people want to immediately cancel and discredit it. But we do this at an expense to our integrity, and I say our integrity, and not integrity because we believe in Trump, just integrity as a constitutional republic. Again, go back to our conversation with Jeff Kemp earlier. We've got to focus on the main thing. What is the most important thing in this great American idea that we would all be free, that we would be able to have this opportunity to support our families, raise our kids, for them to be educated, for them to have a better life than we have, to have a better America than we're enjoying. But instead, our country has been hijacked. Our country has been hijacked by the deep state that Donald Trump enunciated. I mean, before then, you didn't hear about the deep state and didn't even realize that we were warned about the, you know, the military-industrial complex. Eisenhower warned us about that. But it seems like everything has become industrialized. It has all become complex to where we don't even know what the truth really is and who's running the country. I mean, that's the number one thing. You mean, you hear over and over again, is Joe Biden running the country? People ask. I don't know. I don't think so. It didn't. They say it doesn't feel like it. Okay? This is how obvious this has become, that somebody else is pulling the levers. And it's interesting that Mike Benz, what he points out about the CIA, and he's talking about the CIA involvement, especially with censorship. My goodness, I mean, you have former CIA leaders. As he said, you know, you didn't even know that seven of the top CIA leaders were still alive, much less that they were involved in this industry, this censorship industry. And they have been the ones there behind the censorship there, as we find out with Elon Musk. Thank you very much for helping us understand what the truth is. Although it did disturb me a little bit when he admitted that he voted for Joe Biden. And he voted for Joe Biden, I guess, in a sense, for what some people thought, that, you know, somehow Joe Biden was going to be kinder and gentler. I mean, boy, I'll tell you. And I can appreciate that some people looked at that because they saw Donald Trump as being just an angry politician. When, you know, in a sense, he was demonstrating the anger that many Americans were feeling about the government that we just didn't understand. We didn't understand the levers that were being pulled in the shadows. But Donald Trump had some insight. He just has some natural intuition and gifting to be able to see it, number one. Number two, I'm sure he had additional intel because he's the president of the United States, for goodness sakes. And he's seeing all this stuff that is incongruous with how an organization should be run, right? I mean, he's a businessman. He's a chief executive officer. He knows how things are supposed to work. And it's not happening the way it should. And so he's frustrated. And I don't blame him for being that. But, you know, hey, look at the deep state was controlling the narrative. They're canceling his tweets. And they have control of the story that's out there. So Orange Man is bad because he sees the incompetence of the government and how we, the people, are getting screwed. Okay? And so he's the voice that's speaking out and defending us, and they're not happy with that. And short of assassinating him, they found a way to politically affect what turns out to be somewhat of a coup, you can say. But again, we can't talk about that. But we're talking about it. Because if we are truly going to be free, then we've got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more. Stay right where you are.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. As we were discussing earlier, or at least as I was laying the situation out to you, is that we have been bamboozled, ladies and gentlemen. We've been lied to. And this interview with Mike Benz that I was referring to was quite revealing. With him having some inside information, having worked in the government and studying censorship, I mean, this guy's
he's the guy that knows about. He's been studying this for a long time. He notes that before 2016, you probably had anywhere from 0-3% of censorship that was taking place. It was more of an act. But after 2016, and I think because the deep state and the powers to be, the lever pullers, the ruling elite, they were so shocked because of what Donald Trump was able to do, they just said, no holds barred. We're going to institutionalize this industry. And that's what they set out to do. And so what happened in a matter of 3 years, think about this, in a matter of 3 years, censorship went from maybe 3%. Now that it becomes an industry, it's now 98% of censorship taking place. They moved in, CIA operatives moved into the social media platforms. They're working hand in hand. We see a little bit of this with, what Elon Musk has been revealing. But you have no idea how deleterious, how pervasive it had become. CIA operatives, people that, I'll tell you, these people are experts in propaganda. This is what they've done to upend, leaders around the world and in various countries. So now they bring the shenanigans back. You know, you've heard me say the chickens have come back to roost. So now they're not doing it with third world countries or other parties outside of the country. They have now brought this expertise within the country, and they are doing this and have done this to us. This is why you're scratching your head and you're going, wait a minute, how could Joe Biden be elected? I mean, just from a practical, a practical sense, common sense consideration, how could Joe Biden be elected president? How could he get 80 million votes? See, now, we're not supposed to talk about this. And if the lever pullers had an opportunity, they'd pull the plug on the show right now. And they would do everything they could to keep me from talking. But see, these are the things that you're thinking about. And maybe in some cases, you can't talk about it because, it's even like right now, you've got a big lawsuit going on between Dominion and Fox News. Dominion is saying, hey, look it. I mean, and they're talking a lot of money here. I mean, over $1 billion this lawsuit is. And Rupert Murdoch and Fox is doing everything they can to negotiate a deal. And, and to me, this is a basis of free speech. I mean, the left has been able to say whatever they want, get away with it, all under the understanding we have a First Amendment right. And we say, look, we don't understand what happened. And nobody cares that the majority of the country doesn't understand what happened with the 2020 election. I say nobody. We the people care. And we know we're getting worked. And in other states, they're doing everything they can that anytime you question any electoral process, you're canceled. You're going to lose your job. They're going to come after you because they have that kind of power. The system and the industry has evolved to such a degree that they're making sure that the predicted outcome and the compliance falls according to Hoyle. If not, you will be eliminated. This is what's going on. So forget about free speech. Forget about the Constitution. That's not happening anymore. The deep state has full control of our government. And so I mentioned Fox and Dominion. To me, Dominion, in a sense, but they're covered because, again, the deep state has control not only with CIA operatives in the social media realm, but also in the judiciary. They know what courts to go to, what judges will be in charge and will be listening to the case. And they are going to side with the deep state. They're not going to side with the Constitution. I mean, to me, this is an academic deal. I mean, if Dominion really wants to be forthright and honest about it, hey, show us the information. Give us the data that lets us know for sure that you have integrity, that you are, in fact, I mean, here it is. You're such a key part to the election process, and you make a lot of of picking money off we the people, we should have the right to know that there is no way that these machines can be manipulated. And what is left in our minds is what was discussed, or the interview from the chief executive officer of Dominion before the Senate hearing, right? Basically, he lies. And why he's not in jail, again, protected by the deep state, so he gets away with this stuff. He's not harassed. You know, you don't have FBI agents descending on their facility. Nobody's opening up the hood of these Dominion machines. There's been a little bit of a peek and see as to what's going on, and that's what got the CEO in trouble, because he says there's no way that there was any communication on the Internet. It didn't have the capability of being able to connect with the Internet. Remember? And I can't remember exactly who it was. If it was Jim Jordan, this would have been a House situation, or another senator who said, well, if you can, what's this little box here? That little box is a modem. The modem is what you need in order to connect with the Internet. Oh, well, we didn't, you know, kind of sidestep that after lying, you know, bald-faced lying to the committee in saying that there was no way that it did. But there's a lot of smoke around this, and there's a lot of questions. And Dominion's only one of many of the elements of the 2016 election, that, you know, or the 2020 election that you can't talk about. But it's clear there was a cabal to make sure that no matter what, Donald Trump was not going to get elected. You heard the president, you know, the CEO of Google, almost in tears telling his acolytes that this would never happen again. And they spent 4 years, this cabal, social media, mainstream media, CIA, deep state, government operatives, all doing everything they could to interfere with a democratic republic, interfere with the people's choice for president. But in spite of all the interference, look what Donald Trump was able to accomplish. I mean, this is a miracle in and of itself. But again, we're being told we must hate Donald Trump, and that anybody who doesn't go along with the narrative that it was a free and fair election, and that we're supposed to just buy from whole cloth that Joe Biden, about a mediocre politician as you could ever imagine, got 80 million votes because the people of America hated Donald Trump so much. But then you have to figure out, and you go, wait a minute, they hated Donald Trump so much, but yet Donald Trump got 10 million more votes than he did in 2016, and he still loses. This is unheard of. This never happens. I mean, this is statistically, it is so flawed that anybody who understands math and statistics would tell you the only way that would happen is that the thing had to be fixed. It was rigged. So, you know, what do you want to believe? You want to believe them or your lying eyes, right? Or your lying common sense that would really direct you, would really direct you in the manner of the truth. But that's what's in the balance here, is the truth, the integrity of America, and the future of this great American idea, if it is to last. Bill Hotzenpiller said the other day, you know, that's one of the big questions that, you know, prophecy experts have, is that as we read the Word of God, we don't see America in there. And maybe this is why we don't see America as part of the final chapter in the book of Revelations, is because it finally implodes on itself and becomes extinct and is thrown into the ash heap of history of failed ideas, because the people did not want to fight enough for it.
Water is one of our planet's most important resources, yet people around the world struggle with access to safe drinking water. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator works to improve equitable access to safe drinking water for all, improve water quality by reducing pollution, increase water use efficiency, and reduce the number of people suffering from water scarcity. Organizations and initiatives pursuing these water management-focused goals can apply to the program between March 13 and the end of May 2023. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM VP and Chief Impact Officer.
Water management for the world's most vulnerable communities is a tremendous challenge. Following our first two cohorts on sustainable agriculture and clean energy, We look forward to working with organizations with scalable technology solutions that support communities with water challenges, including shortages, pollution, or conservation.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiative. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden will deliver remarks on actions to help families access care, support care workers and family caregivers, and strengthen the economy. This will take place in the Rose Garden at 2 p.m. Eastern. It is tax day in America. Most Americans will be required to have your taxes done and on the way to the IRS before midnight. Skip Kelly has some stress relief for you if you can't complete the task in time.
The bad news is today your taxes are due. But if you haven't even started or you're not done yet, there is good news. If you're in a crunch, you need to file for an extension. The key thing to keep in mind is to file your extension today. If you file for an extension, you need to file Form 4868 on IRS.gov, which will give you an automatic extension for 6 more months. And the best news is that the IRS doesn't even ask for a reason to file your tax extension.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Today is tax day in America, so hey, to lighten things up a little, why not let's get Al Parada here, the managing editor of stream.org. Al, lighten things up for us, man. We shouldn't be so serious. It's just tax day. I mean, you know, it's a time every year that we come together to realize that the government is it's all part of that axiom, death and taxes, right?
Oh,
always
yeah,
be there.
And I'm just so excited to be paying off part of Rachel Reed's salary. That just opens my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
The folks in the Biden administration. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, the fact that I can cut a check and knowing that some of that's going to, a tiny fraction of that is going to make her life better. I think that is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, to pay all this money into the military-industrial complex that's leaving us so vulnerable, that is more concerned about pronouns and checking boxes than being militarily ready to take on the communist Chinese or Russia.
Oh, I mean, seriously. I mean, yeah. I mean, the idea that we're footing the bill for Zelensky's lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful use of our tax dollars. Buying books on critical race theory for the military soldiers as China does what China does, hey, paying for this $400,000 missiles to shoot down
$12 balloon, yeah, right. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No. Yeah, could you imagine these kids? This is a kids' project, a science project. My gosh, a $400 million missile just shot down our plane. But teach, do I still get an A for that? It's not our fault, right?
Yeah, so much for the adult. Yeah, the time you shot down my homework. I mean, that's great. I mean,
is that the best excuse ever?
That's the best.
I mean, who needs a dog in him? We don't need a dog. We just need Joe Biden. He's shooting down our homework.
Oh, my God.
It's sad but true, and here we are. We're in the midst of this incompetency and this runaway government that is doing everything they can, Al, to, treat us like mushrooms, just keep us in the dark,
feed us all kinds of manure. And meanwhile, the CIA is about, you know, their cover-up, the takeover of the government, the deep state, social media, all this, you know, cabal that was able to effect a coup on this country.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is the American citizens don't even realize we're at war at every front. We're at war with our own government. We're at war with the communist Chinese. We're at war with Russia, with Iran, now Saudi Arabia. I mean, and Joe Biden isn't happy enough with that. He's out there still trying to tick more people off.
Yeah, and the war inside. I think Trump was saying last week or whatever it was about the idea that, oh, we can handle the Chinese. We can handle the Iranians. We can handle the Russians. The people inside.
Yes, exactly.
That was a real problem. That was a real headache.
Yeah, but listen to the reveal that comes from Elon Musk, the interview with Tucker Carlson. I mean, if people aren't blown away by this, you know, I don't know what to tell you. And even as smart a guy as Elon Musk is, he has a general cursory overview of it. You know, I'm listening to a former Trump advisor. And he's focused on censorship. And Al, the stuff that he's pouring out, this guy's been 8 years invested in censorship. He said that after 2016, and of course this all, you know, rhymes with what happened. You remember the CEO of Google, you know, crying to his employees after Trump got elected, this will never happen again. Well, what did he know that we didn't know? And what were they about to do that we had no idea that they were doing, but it happened? And Mike Benz points out that in 2016, censorship was kind of just something that you did. It was just an act. But after 2016, the cabal got together and they turned it into a disinformation CIA industry. CIA-controlled industry. And so with that, as soon as it turns into an industry, you get government backing, you're into the Treasury, it's all supported, and now you get the end result is censorship that was probably about, you know, 3% because it was done by humankind, that they had all these, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, you know, the varying social media platforms, doing it by hand. Now they bring in the industry and now they ramp up AI and they put AI into this and it goes from 3% to 98% in 3 years. That's how quick this happened. It's no wonder that they were able to oust Donald Trump and give us SCAR, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
So goes the world on Pride Rock here.
So the segment when we're going to be cheering people up over tax day?
Yeah.
We're totally controlled and manipulated and might have AI destroy us. Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. It just goes from there, you know. But, yeah, it is so, I'll tell you, we're delusional, Al. I've come to the understanding and the acceptance that we're delusional about this great American idea. The light on the shining hill has been snuffed out by the CIA, just like they've done to other nations around the world. The chickens have come to roost on us. They are full blown in a cabal and they've got us surrounded. And the people don't even know, as I said earlier, they have no idea. We're at war. We're at war on every front. This is how serious this is. So yeah, pay your taxes. Pay into the very thing that is going to swallow you up, and AI is just around the corner and the threat of it, but they want to continue to march forward in the same way that Dr. Fauci continued to ignore the law and march forward to gain a function, right? Because this is what the industrial complex, whether it's military, whether it's intelligence, any other operation, it's all become an industrial complex, and it's working against we the people.
Yeah, and that's why waking people up is so important, because they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's just say it doesn't seem as if people are getting it. There's little hints of it.
But they don't know how to fight back, Al. That's the problem. We don't know how to fight back. Now you mentioned in your in the brew, the fact is that, yes, this is a spiritual warfare. There's no question. And that is a very powerful way for us to fight back. But we need to be focused on the mission at hand and what we're trying to do. If it's God's will that America have a chance to revive itself and return to Him, then, but that's our only hope. That's our only Obi-Wan Kenobi here, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact is it works.
Yeah.
If we do understand the bigger picture of this, that this spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, you know, we're dealing with principalities and powers. I mean, really, when you think about it, what else is it that causes somebody like the transgender person to shoot little Christian children because they're little Christian children? That is beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is beyond a robbery gone wrong somewhere in the Bronx,
right.
Somebody gets shot. Okay, you're sticking up somebody. You know,
right.
I mean, that is at a level of, or the guy in the guy in Nashville shooting up colleagues who just they got done saying hello. You know,
yes, right.
Again, we're dealing with an evil, and the thing is, people, there must be a little bit of an unconscious sense of that. If you look at it, like at this weekend's box office, three of the top ten movies were movies that were God, when God fights.
Faith-based, yes.
About spiritual, yeah. Nefarious, Pope's Exorcist, and his only son, about Abraham. And,
yeah, my only son and Nefarious, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So there's a little bit, maybe an unconscious sense in people that there's something, there's a battle going on. And you got that, you got the, like, the Asbury Revival. There's something going on underneath. You know, as a great Bishop Kenneth Olmer used to preach, the king's got one more move.
Yes, amen. That's right. I love that. The king has one more move. And we know the King of Kings always gets the final say. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Al Parada. Stay right there.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Al Parada. We're getting real here. I mean, this is serious stuff, Al, where we find ourselves. We are, you know, spiritually and morally bankrupt in so many ways. Yes, there's some encouraging, you know, flames of revival. You mentioned Ashbury. There was several areas in Canada, even around the world. I mean, sometimes we get so Western-centric, we're not seeing what's going on. Believe it or not, probably the biggest country where you have more conversions happening anywhere is in China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, for all the bad things we hear about China, but see, this is what oppression does, is it brings you to your knees and causes you to call out to God Almighty, the one who really is the change agent of all this. And as we were talking about America, remember, it was, I believe, a covenant that God had entered into with the pilgrims in answering their prayer. And America is based on a covenant promise. Now, whether or not it will continue, I mean, God is faithful to his promise. But he's also, just like with the children of Israel, you know, said, look at, you know, with the blessing comes a curse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do the things that deserve a blessing, you'll get the blessing. You do the things that deserve a curse, guess what? You're not going to be disappointed. And this is where America is right now. We've turned our back on God, and this has happened over decades. This doesn't happen just in the last, you know, 5 years. Some people, well, in the mid-60s, well, yeah, that was added manifestation. We took the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms, and look what's happening. Even there, you can just look at just that period of time, you know, these recent decades. What happened when we took, you know, the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms? They're crazy. It's a muck. They're, you know, students are beating up teachers. We've got teen suicide going crazy. Fatherlessness. I mean, yeah, great move. Great move. We're going to take God out of the picture. And the Democratic Party, and that's not enough. Hey, let's really just poke God in the eye. And we're going to remove God from our platform. And we're going to be the party of death. We want to be the party that says we killed more children ever in the history of man. And they're well on their way to doing that. All supported by the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
Something to be proud of.
It's amazing to think that we're literally choosing in the next election between life and death. And that's, you know, usually, you know, just choosing between, you know, lower taxes, higher taxes, or, conservative, liberal, they're making, this one's life or death.
It really is.
If one party is scratching, clawing for death. And they're not making no bones about it. Mm. It's not like, you know, I'm being, you know, hostile. I'm just That's what they're doing. You're talking about abortion, after birth, abortions even after birth, up to birth abortion. You're talking no restrictions on abortion, and you're shouting abortion. You're fighting, to keep the pills, the abortion pills. So people can hand them out like M&Ms. And you're celebrating it. The point of it is celebrating death, fighting for it. So our choice is between death and life.
Yeah.
And Bible knows how we're supposed to go with that.
It's real quick when it poses that question. That's what I love about the Word of God. It poses that question. Here, you're at the crossroads of life and death. Hey, don't be an idiot. You choose life. right?
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Yeah, exactly.
The original meme.
Well, Al, I had an interview with Mary Eberstadt. She wrote the book Adam and Eve After the Pill back in 2012. She's done a new version. It's revisited. And she reminds us that, it was the Pope. It was Catholic leadership. When the idea of the pill came into play, they said, oh, wait, well, you don't want to go there. I mean, this is back in the 30s. All right. And it continued on until, the people stubbornly said, no, we're going to have it our way. We're going to let the pill, we're going to bring the pill in and become part of our culture. Against all the warnings, the impact that it would have on the sexual revolution that it was going to ignite, what it was going to do to the integrity of families, marriages, the sexes, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We everything that the Catholic Church and other religious leaders predicted about, about accepting the pill and inviting a sexual revolution has been unleashed. And here it is, 63 million plus babies. And that's not even counting the chemical abortions, Al. And they suggest that there's probably another 40% of chemical abortions. And now the big debate on which, mifepristone, I guess, is the one that's, and the judges have come in and stopped it. Well, and it's a goofy deal anyway, because what you're doing is you're only doing half the job. With a chemical abortion and, by eliminating, one step of it. And now it's going to be worse for the women. I mean, this is how messed up this thing is that you've got mifepristone is the drug that actually kills the baby, that kills the fetus. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the part two of the pill is what eliminates the fetus. So now, it's bad enough as it is, women are at home by themselves, away from a doctor. They're inducing an abortion. The fetus is expelled right there in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And now, without the mifepristone, logic would say that, well, what's going to happen? You're going to have a fetus coming out and it's alive. This is how messed up the logic has become and the dangerous level that we're in. I mean, it's probably why some people say, well, let AI come in and destroy us. We don't even have the right to live anymore. We're so debased that we need to just annihilate ourselves. And yeah, let the machines come over and take over and let's move on.
And I'll hand it over to the Dolphins.
Whatever.
It's tough. And as you're talking, you're describing, those chemical abortions. How in the world does that lift women? It's not like there's an assault on, the transgender things in sports. There's an assault on women going on.
Of course.
How do we go from, you've come a long way, baby, and you're beautiful, and lifting up women in the culture. I'm woman, Henry Rohr. To this,
yeah. And look what happened. Title IX
the way it's being obliterated now, Al, I mean, we're, everything is happening with such rapidity where, you know, it might have taken generations to process. Now it is speeding up, which tells me that the sense of urgency about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness should be such that we've got to put on our emergency hats. We have got to move with a sense of immediacy and urgency. This is how severe this is.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yes. And you don't sound like a conspiracy theorist. It's not crazy. This is real. This is real stuff. If you wrote down the stuff that we've experienced in the last 12 months,
yes,
and you brought it back to yourself from 5 years ago, you would think you're insane. There's no way in the world this would happen.
Right.
There's no way in the world some dude gets in a pool, beats a bunch of women, gets honored as a sportswoman of the year.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That happens. You know, it is amazing. It is amazing what's going on.
And it's reinforced and endorsed by leadership.
Yeah.
Congressmen and women, you know, elected officials, the First Lady. I mean, on and on. I mean, this is how messed up this is. And it all happened in a matter, in a short order. I mean, gender reassignment surgery has been going on for a bit, but now it's in our face and we're starting to see the results, just like, it took a little bit because there was so much propaganda around abortions. But then, you know, this is why the organic response is just overwhelming, the narrative, because people are coming going, wait a minute, you know, we've had 49, 50 years of abortion experience. No bueno. It's not safe. It is not rare. And you have women, the protected class, right, that are committing suicide because of abortions. And now you're having young girls committing suicide because of gender reassignment. But no, let's just keep on going with the stupidity.
Yeah, you're the crazy one. You're the criminal. You're the one that should have your kid taken away from you because you don't want you reject the idea that your daughter should have her breast removed when she's 13 years old. You should have the kid removed from your house. That's the bill that passed in Washington State, the Washington State Senate, that they can come in and take your kid away. This is a madness. It has to be fought. I mean, the tooth and nail in every little school district. Every little legislature, it's brought to who we vote. Behind.
And the thing is people are starting to be sued over this now, Al.
Yeah.
And guess who gets to pay for it?
Yeah.
Here we are, well, taxpayers,
yeah,
once again.
Stop it. But that's what stop it. When lawsuits, people like Chloe Cole win massive lawsuits against places like Kaiser.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's costing tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly.
That's when it stops.
Gotta leave it there. Al Parada from Stream.org. Thank you, Al.
Where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.